Demachair, son of Laches, of Lucano, moves that a bronze statue in the Agora, and meals in the Prytaneum, and a front seat, be granted as an honor to Demosthenes, son of Demosthenes of Paeania, and to the eldest of his descendants forever, as one who has been a benefactor and counselor of many fine things to the people of Athens, and who devoted his own property to the common good and contributed 8 talents and a trireme when the people liberated Euboea, and another when Cephisodorus sailed out to the Hellespont, and another when the generals Chars and Phocion were sent out by the people to Byzantium, and who ransomed many of those captured by Philip at Pydna, Methone, and Olynthus, and who furnished a chorus of men when the tribe Pandionus defaulted on providing one, and armed those citizens who lacked arms, and spent money on the building of the walls when elected by the people to that office, himself contributing 3 talents, and besides these contributed 2 more, having dug 2 trenches around the Piraeus. And after the battle at Chaeronea, he contributed 1 talent, and toward the grain supply in the time of famine he contributed 1 talent. And because he brought the people into alliance, having persuaded and having become their benefactor and counselor, by which means he persuaded the Thebans, Euboeans, Corinthians, Megareans, Achaeans, Locrians, Byzantines, and Messenians, and the forces which he organized for the people and their allies, 10,000 infantry and 1,000 cavalry, and the levy of money which he persuaded the allies, through his embassies, to contribute to the war, more than 500 talents. And how he prevented the Peloponnesians from going to help Alexander against Thebes, giving money and himself serving as envoy. And having been counselor to the people in many other fine matters, and having conducted the politics of his time toward freedom and democracy in the best way, and having gone into exile on account of the oligarchy when the democracy was overthrown, and having died at Caloria out of his goodwill toward the people, when soldiers were sent against him by Antipater, having remained faithful to his goodwill and attachment to the people, and having neither fallen into the hands of his enemies, nor done anything unworthy of the people in his peril. In the archonship of Pytheratus, Laches, son of Demachares of Lucano, moves that the council and the people of Athens grant to Demachares, son of Laches of Lucano, a bronze statue in the Agora, and meals in the Prytaneum for himself, and for the eldest of his descendants forever, and a front seat at all the contests, as one who has been a good benefactor and counselor to the people of Athens, and has done the following benefits for the people. In his embassies, his proposals, and his political conduct, the building of the walls, the provision of arms, missiles, and engines, and the fortification of the city during the 4-year war, and the making of peace, truce, and alliance with the Boeotians, on account of which he was driven into exile by those who overthrew the democracy, and how he returned in the archonship of Diocles, restored by the people, being the first to reduce public expenditure and to spare the existing resources, and having gone as envoy to Lysimachus and obtained for the people 30 talents of silver, and again another 100, and having proposed an embassy to Ptolemy in Egypt, in consequence of which those who sailed brought back 50 talents of silver for the people, and having gone as envoy to Antipater and obtained 20 talents of silver, and having recovered Eleusis for the people, and having persuaded the people to choose this course, and having carried it through, and having gone into exile on behalf of democracy, and having taken part in no oligarchy, nor held any office at all once the democracy had been overthrown, and being the only Athenian among those of his own generation active in politics, who never attempted to alter his fatherland's constitution to anything other than democracy, and having made the judgments, the laws, the courts, and the properties of all the Athenians secure through his own conduct of public affairs, and having done nothing contrary to democracy, either in word or in deed. Lycophron, son of Lycurgus, of the deme Butidae, registered a claim that he be entitled to meals in the Prytaneum, in accordance with the honor granted by the people to Lycurgus of Butidae. In the archonship of Anaxicrates, in the 6th Prytany, that of the tribe Antiochus, Stratocles, son of Euthydemus of Diomia, proposed, whereas Lycurgus, son of Lycophron, of Butidae, inheriting from his own ancestors a goodwill toward the people that had long been proper to his family, and Lycurgus's ancestors, Lycomedes and Lycurgus, were honored by the people while living, and when they died, the people gave them, on account of their valor, public burial in the Ceramicus, and Lycurgus himself, in his own political career, established many fine laws for his country. And having become treasurer of the public revenue for the city for 3 periods of 5 years, and having distributed from the public revenue 18,900 talents, and having received much from private citizens on trust and advanced it, both for the needs of the city and of the people, 650 talents in all. And having been judged to have managed all these matters justly, he was crowned many times by the city. Moreover, having been chosen by the people, he gathered together great sums of money for the Acropolis, and having prepared adornment for the goddess, solid gold images of victory, gold and silver processional vessels, and gold ornament for 100 basket bearers. And having been elected to oversee the preparation for war, he brought up to the Acropolis great quantities of arms and 50,000 missiles, and he built 400 seaworthy triremes, some by repairing them, others by building them new from the keel up. And besides these, taking over half-finished the shipsheds and the arsenal, he completed them, and finished the theater of Dionysus, and built the Panathenaic Stadium and the gymnasium at the Lyceum, and adorned the city with many other constructions. And when King Alexander, having subdued the whole of Asia, was claiming the right to give orders in common to all the Greeks, and demanded the surrender of Lycurgus as one acting against him, the people did not hand him over, out of fear of Alexander. And though he often rendered account of his conduct of public affairs in a city that remained free and democratic, he continued throughout his whole life uncondemned and unbribed, so that all might know that those who choose to conduct their politics justly on behalf of democracy and freedom are held by the people in the highest esteem while they live, and are repaid with everlasting gratitude when they die. Be it resolved, with good fortune, by the people, to praise Lycurgus son of Lycophron of Butidae for his virtue and justice, and to set up a bronze statue of him in the Agora, unless the law forbids the erection of one somewhere, to grant meals in the Prytaneum to the eldest of Lycurgus's descendants forever, for all time, and that all his decrees remain valid, and that the secretary of the people have them inscribed on stone stelae and set up on the Acropolis near the dedications, and that for the inscribing of the stelae, the treasurer of the people, give 50 drachmas from the funds allotted for decrees of the people.